Discoveries for Uncle Julius by Stanley H. Barkin. Returning to Second Avenue, my mother discovers what she had long forgotten. The street where she lived as a young girl growing like a weed between the tenements. East Second Street, just east of Second Avenue, on the third floor of the red brick building, the one without the fire escapes in the front. Where were you? In the back. That's where Julius, her long-lost brother, the uncle I never knew, placed on the fire escape in the flame of summer with the child of the downstairs second-floor neighbor to escape the swelter, the stale air that moves so slow like a garbage truck collecting the refuse of the ghettos of the old East Side, where her parents, my Bubba, my Zeta, settled from Eastern Europe, east of Eden. Flies buzzing, even as high as the third floor, where Razel slept, escaping in dreams the reality of lead in the gold-paved streets of dreams. Dreammares. Oh, the bark of a dog, the roll of a can kicked down the gutter, the clang of a cover on a pail, the discovery. What fell in the yard where only the stir of clothes and a line brushed by a child, a girl of eight, climbing up the ladder meant solely for descent, was the ghost of a breeze. Who, between the rusted rungs, slipped into the ailanthus overgrowth, where caterpillars crawled into cynthia moths. Here the palm tree of the alleyways commands, king tree of the asphalt jungle. Was it the buzz of fly, the creak of clothesline, the clash of garbage cover, the roll of tin can down the gutter, the children playing? Ring around the rosy, pocketful of posy, ashes, ashes, all fall down, that woke her from her weeded sleep. Bag in hand, sweating, the doctor came scurrying across the steaming street, back behind, through the alleyways to the backyard under the palms of the ailanthus. The boy of four lay like a new seed reaching through perennial dark earth, the dust to which we all return. Next door, the congregation rent their garments, put on sackcloth. Ashes fell upon the faces of those so used to fears, falls, failures. If ever a cry could pierce the leaden sky, covering these broken stoops, these crumbling grates, these shattered windows, these windless valleys of the shadow of death. This was such a wail. The shriek in his sister's nap at noon has never ceased its cry. I see it in her eyes, hear it in the crack of her voice, spy it in the quiver of her hands as she recounts, discovering and rediscovering the place, the time she had almost forgotten, but for the havoc of the screech of discovery. Julius, who barely grew beyond the fourth summer of such a place as this, hardly changed, just different faces. Fire escapes still rusting behind the red brick fronts, next door to the synagogue of my own discovery.